Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
You grind on the floor as if you're a dog.
Why do you think your ass is cleaner than mine? I don't understand that.
Holy shit, look at second base. That kid's dick just fell off.
Oh my God, the windsuits were crazy.
Let's go.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How's it going, you guys? What's up?
What up?
Good to see you guys.
Anders being all bi-coastal over there.
Hey, man, 2020, let's get that money. You feel me?
Dude. That a boy.
No, I don't feel that.
And why don't you? Why don't you feel that?
Because I'm not working, okay, Anders? This right here, this isn't work for me. This is play.
You can't feel it for a friend of yours?
I feel it for you.
I hella feel it for you, Anders. Get that money. Stack that cash.
Thank you, friend of mine.
Durs representing on the Beast Coast.
Oh, baby.
Dude, I'm back in character. It feels good to be Jack again.
Yeah, dog.
I found out that my parents listened to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
And, I got in a little trouble for talking about how my dad was bumping and grinding with those 22-year-olds at South by Southwest.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
Penny and Dennis both listened together, and evidently there were some side glances. And
I love it.
They want us to be a little nicer to Kyle. They think they truly believe his feelings are truly hurt.
No.
Dude, everybody's saying that. Even the homies in like the text.
And I'm like, Kyle's not a bitch, dude. He could take a little ribs.
No, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good.
This dude is like a weird flabby Teflon that just, it doesn't stick to him.
It doesn't.
It's like the blob, you know, when he gets a cannonball shot at him, he just catches it and it's like, it doesn't, it's just a ripple, you know?
Great ref.
That was sick ass card, dude.
Is this the blob 1986 or are we talking?
No, it's like a 1992 Marvel Masterpiece Edition. I remember this shit,
yes,
dude.
Yes, the best card collection of Marvel ever.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to say that my new thing is I'm going to be nice as fuck to you, Kyle. That was a really good reference, dude. The blob? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man.
Dude, we'll see how it plays. I think people dig it when you dig into me, but we'll see how it plays, you know?
Well, I was saying that you kind of have separated yourself as, you know, you got your own fan base. We're going to start calling the arugaloids since you got all these salad eaters out here.
Hashtag arugaloids.
Salad eaters is also good.
Yeah.
Salad eaters. That's probably already a thing.
I like that.
I would imagine
salad eater.
Dude, my folks are listening to the pod too, and me and my dad were like, we were looking at houses like the other weekend because I'm moving, and he was like, I was like, Dad, what do you think about the workshop out here? Like, because one of them's got a sick workshop, and he was like, I'll tell you what, that gets my pecker hard, and I was like, Dad,
ew.
What?
What?
He said, sorry, I've been listening to your podcast too much.
Okay, but by the way, we've never said that on the podcast, so I think you're...
That's his addition, yeah. So now we gotta start saying pecker a lot, which is fucking dope.
Okie dokie.
I like that. Nice.
Should we start?
Yeah, let's start saying pecker.
That gets my pecker hard.
Peckers are important.
For some reason, pecker sounds really nasty to me. I don't know. Pecker's a weird-ass word for a ding-dong.
Yeah.
For a shawang.
It's like a real decision to be throwing around pecker.
Can I tell you guys something that didn't get my pecker hard?
Yes, please.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I would love to
this
hear.
This is the opposite of a hard pecker. I guess it would if I, you know, was a fucking murderer, dude. Because I almost murdered a man.
What?
Mm. Yep. I almost murdered a man.
Every other week with you.
Yeah, you've got a tood prob.
Yeah, what's going on?
No, this is not about my toot. This has nothing to do with my toot.
What happened?
I was driving back from work, and I almost murdered this kid. He was on a one of those fucking scooters.
Electric scooter or Razor?
Electric scooter that are all over L.A. that they're just covering the streets with them. And admittedly, I kind of think they're cool. You know, I know if I was like 19 or 20 and I, you know, I didn't have a car or whatever, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, let me get on this bitch and soar. Mm-hmm. But they were on the Cahuenga Pass, which at nighttime, which is an absolutely insane place to be, because that's right coming off the 101 or coming down Cahuenga into Hollywood, and people just fly. And he's on the right side, and I'm like going, okay, do I pass him like he's a bicycle? I guess so. I'm not just going to ride 30 miles per hour behind this guy. So I start to creep around him, and then he just veers hard left over past two lanes of traffic. I slam on my brakes. The guy next to me slams on his brakes. We come within, the guy behind me slams on his brakes. His car turns sideways. Whoa. I come within like legit, within like a 2.5 feet of murdering this kid.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't even look over his shoulder. He just keeps cruising.
Was he got his AirPods in or something?
I couldn't even tell you what he looked like. I like my body went into shock. I was like, he just hard took left. It was like he didn't look at all. I was like, oh, I could have murdered this kid.
Okay.
Are you having a laugh?
What is that?
That's Gervais.
It's having a laugh.
Oh. Having a laugh.
Hey, hit me with that again.
Great show.
Wow, I didn't remember him being so high-pitched.
Yeah, me either.
I don't either.
It was. You got, remember, okay, this was from the TV show Extras, but remember he'd say it like, first, he'd say, are you having a laugh? And then he'd say it a second time, and he'd go, is she having a laugh?
Right, right. And you picked the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went with the high one.
Yeah. Do it again? Give me that again.
Well, yeah.
Dude, that show was so good.
But that's what it's called when you smoke meth. It's called having a laugh.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, I like that.
That's so Brit pop.
Yes.
We coined it here.
So, Adam, did you never make eye contact with this kid? He kept going? And it was a kid. It was a 20-year-old or something like that?
Yeah, he wasn't. I mean, I think he was an adult man, but definitely wasn't old as fuck like us.
Right, right.
Dude.
No, he was probably 20 or something, you know?
Young go-hard?
Yeah, it was a young go-hard. He was seeing them in the streets. It was hitters, you know?
That's sick.
As your brother said 10 years ago, and it's still the slang that I use to this day.
It is Liddy.
Well, that's like, can we talk about how old we actually are? Like, it's incredible how, I can't even believe I'm almost 37 years old.
I just went and turned it the other week.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Happy birthday.
Like, what the hell is going on? How did that happen?
Well,
how are we almost 40? 40 is the next milestone.
Well, I think we just didn't die. We just kept living. And Anders is the oldest person I know, so the floor is his.
Yes, true. Tell us what it's like.
39 years young.
Dude, what's it like?
I have one gray pube, like dead center.
That's really?
Nice. It's just announced itself.
That gets my pecker hard.
If you're lucky at this age, Jesus.
So there's got to be a soundboard for right
for
after
pecker?
Somebody says that.
Why don't we just have hard? Like a Kyle's dad come into the booth and be like, that gets my pecker hard.
Oh, he said it hell of like, dude, he said it like hell of soft, like he wasn't supposed to be saying it. So it was a really great read.
I don't like this interaction with your dad. It's getting weirder and weirder with the details.
Yeah.
No, it was cool. My dad's just not the guy to say that stuff, really. No. You know?
Yeah,
but he said it softly. Like he's like, that gets my pecker hard.
That gets my pecker hard.
He's like, it's like construction talk that he doesn't really say around the house. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm saying like this. I'm going to say this.
He's back on the site.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's cool is he didn't really say that when we were doing Workaholics, which are we that much more like grotesque on the podcast?
Well, he's looking at the house, he says.
No, he's loosened up more. You know what I mean? Like, he's right, like, yeah. okay.
It took a decade of listening to us via different mediums to come around to releasing the hard pecker.
Right.
This is a guy that back in the day used to like ground me for making rap albums with curse words in it. You know, he was like my first censor.
Wait, rap albums that you made?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, do that I made. Tell. Like, and he would make. Well, they would find like Blake and I had. So, I had a recording studio in my garage,
yeah,
and Blake
did.
And I would make these cool like raps.
Oh, that was a Czechoslovakian raps, correct?
Yeah, we were just like Czechoslovakians that were rapping.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, right? And we were cursing. We were just like, yeah, mic check. We were just like wordplay and cursing.
Would you do the listeners a favor, Kyle? I know it'd get their peckers hard. All the salad eaters out there.
Yeah, what's up?
The arugaloids.
Arugaloids. peckers would get hard if you and Blake would maybe, with using your memory, we're not cutting to it. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a verse of the Czechoslovakian rap group that you guys had.
Set it off.
The hook was like, I was like deep voice.
And then name and title. What's the name of the group? What's your MC name?
My MC name was Gary Beats.
and I was Brother Diamond, and we were in Sugar in the Raw.
Yeah, Sugar in the
Raw. Which is from the the raw sugar, but all right, kick it off. Here we go.
Boom, bam, god damn. Here come the Czechoslovakians. You know what I mean? That was a hook.
But then
that
the stupid
hook. That's a fucking Fruity Pebbles commercial rap.
Shut the fuck up!
Well, look, we're not pro rappers. Like, these were joke raps, but we were like cursing.
Guy, the Rugaloids deserve better, bud.
Yeah, come on, man. I'll set you up again.
All the salad eaters out there.
How the hell am I supposed to remember bars from 2002?
Come on. You know them all. You know them all. Come on, listen.
Boom, bam, hot, damn. Here come the Czechoslovakians.
Oh, and then it kept going. We pour, so we rock the mic with pots and pans. And we just crossed that line, that drawn in the sand.
Okay. Ducky.
You're poor, so you rock the mic with pots and pans?
That one didn't really make sense.
But don't you realize that rocking the mic with more than just your voice costs more?
No, it was like the beats. We rock the mic with pots and pans in the background. Like, we don't have beats. We're just, like, banging on pots and pans.
That's where the beatbox came from.
But also the logic of that. Like, you don't rock the mic with a beat. You know, your beat isn't rocking the mic.
Hey, guys, I don't want to dissect this. I personally, Kyle... I'm a big fan, dude. I love what you're doing. I love the Arugaloids.
Well, we were like stealing beats off of Kazaa and stuff, and like just stealing like lots of beats.
Hey, Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, in the words of your dad, hey son, that gets my pecker hard.
It wasn't like
you're stealing beats.
It was like, can I give you a read? It was like, well, that gets my pecker hard.
Hey, Kyle.
Are those stolen beats?
My dad doesn't really swear either, and I remember one Christmas, a buddy of mine was over for like a Christmas party, and my dad just goes, "Yeah, you can't shit a shitter," and I was like, "What?" He goes, "You can't bullshit a shitter," and I was like, "I don't know if I've ever heard you swear." It was so crazy.
You started crying.
Yeah, I go. Well,
it's that moment where it's like, all right, we're men now. We can talk like this. And it's like, I've been talking like this since.
I love that it took your dad till you're damn near 40 years old to come around on you being a man.
I was probably 26 at the point. But like still, 26 is your elder at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. My dad cussed all the time, especially if he was like putting together electronics. It was bad news.
Oh.
Putting together electronics.
Dude, like setting up the TV would just be like, God damn, motherfucker.
Yeah, Blake's dad built computers. My dad, I remember, ruined a Sega. This is where I get it from. I remember he was like, I got a Sega for Christmas, and he goes downstairs to put it together, and I'm like down there trying to help, and he's like, God fucking, God damn it, son of a, and then he's like, get out of here. And I'm like, what? I'm trying to help. He's like, just go upstairs. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like kind of standing at the top of the stairs because I want to play as soon as it's plugged in. I'm trying to get my Sonic on.
He doesn't want
you
to see his weakness.
He doesn't want to see. And then I just hear him go, son of a bitch, and then crash. And I go down, and he had ripped it out of the wall, and all the cords are like frayed. And he just like snapped and like yanked on it. And it totally.
Fucking thing sucks.
The fucking thing sucks. Exactly. And then he had to like buy me a new Sega.
Wait a second.
We didn't have money to be buying two Segas.
You just plug it into a wall.
Yeah, you plug it in and then plug it in and plug the controller in.
You had to, you remember you needed to have those three plugins, which are color coded and just put them in?
Right.
No idea. No idea. I don't know. I'm like fucking 7 years old or however old I was.
I think maybe your dad was playing it first for a half hour and was frustrated by the game.
Yeah.
He's like, go upstairs. And you're like, he's like, playing Sonic and shit? Some Altered Beast?
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I wish that was the case. That's definitely not the case. He's video game challenged.
He just couldn't line up the red, the yellow, and the white, get him into the right thing. But you know, it's tough. You had to do the input, get it on the right one.
And I think he had to like reach around the TV. Remember how it used to not be on the front? So he had to like climb around to the back.
Right.
I remember it being like a weird angle, but I don't know. I have no idea how it happened.
What year was Sega? Was that like 92?
No, 90? Right? 90? I don't think it was. Maybe it was 92.
I'm just trying to walk the tech back.
I don't know. I don't know if it was the first year either. It could have been
64-bit.
Also, did you have any, I think Durs did, but did any of you guys come up on the new Xboxes or PlayStations?
Oh, dude, yes. Yeah. They sent it to me, and I wanted because that's why they're sending it to you. They want you to post and be like, holy shit, you got the Xbox. And then I'm up in L.A., and I'm not down in Orange County, and I couldn't fucking post about it. And I feel like such an asshole.
And they came and repoed that shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Give it back, I'm asshole.
They're like, you know what?
Hey, that's ours now.
But you know what's kind of like, I feel like we're all damn fools. It's the same with iPhones. It's the same with these new Xboxes. Like, they're new, but they're not really that different. Like, the graphics have peaked. You remember when it went from, like, Nintendo to Super Nintendo?
Right.
Blake, give your Xbox back.
I know, dude. You are a fucking...
Give it back. You're biting the hand that games you.
That's true.
Dude, they were like, we were going to repost it, but now we're going to repo it, okay?
Yeah, damn, man.
Give it back.
Dude. They said that.
Yep.
Oh, no, man.
Kyle, the Arugaloids are going to love that, dude.
They're going to eat that like a salad.
They're going to gobble that up like a delicious salad, boy.
Ooh. Where are my Arugaloids at?
Hey.
It's growing on me.
Yeah.
It's growing on me, dude. I was not allowed to have any video games growing up. Not one. Never had a console.
That's why you're weird, dude.
Yeah.
Never once.
Yeah, but you had computers and shit. Like,
yeah, we played like Shinobi and stuff like that on the computer and like learning math games and shit, but I did not have any kind of like...
You had Math Blaster.
I had Math Blaster for sure, dude. God. Lemmings. We played a lot of Lemmings up at the cabin. But like,
I literally don't know any of the stuff that you're talking about.
I'm with you, Kyle. I'm an Arugaloid right now because my folks didn't buy us a gaming system either. My brothers had to pool together Christmas money one year and bought the version where it's like just the console and one controller, not even like a power pad or a gun or two controllers. And we would borrow games from everyone who's like, yeah, you can have our Russian attack. We fucking hate this game. And we'd be like, sick.
Damn, that game kicked ass.
Yeah. We were computer people, like early internet, like Prodigy and stuff like that. But like
Hashtag computer people.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, but video games, my mom was like, no way, absolutely not. She saw a lot of people like sitting in front of the TV too much, and she just encouraged us to go out and, you know, play on bikes and stuff.
And she's like, sit in front of this computer.
Yeah.
Right. We're computer people.
Well, it was like, yeah, I don't know, man. My dad was a computer guy, but he did not like that. None of them like video games.
That does not compute.
Admittedly, it would be hard, like, as a parent now, if your kid is just like, I'm going to be a professional gamer. Imagine having a kid that just makes like $100,000 a month gaming.
Dude, fuck yeah.
And you have to just be like, yeah, go in your cave and make your money if that's what you love.
Those kids are fucking strange.
That's a real like paycheck you can get, right?
Oh, for yeah. Sure. You can make straight bank.
Dude, they're making millions.
Like the Twitch kids that just sit there and then just play all day and record themselves, they make a fucking fortune. Just sitting and playing games. I'm like, that's tight.
I did that little Mountain Dew, like, Call of Duty tournament thing with, like, there was some pro basketball players and, like, Vince Staples. And then the dude I was paired with is this kid named Priesta. And he is absolutely insane at Modern Warfare. Like, so good.
Right.
That even though I wasn't his dad, I was so proud of him.
Wow.
Like, when you're that good... He was my partner, and I was there as his equal, but I felt like a proud dad.
Right.
Wow.
He was insane.
It's crazy that I was watching it on, like, 60 Minutes, and they were going on and on about, like, how the prime age is, like, 15 to 17, and they were interviewing this guy who was, like, 21, and he was like, I'm just too old now. You know, I'm an old dog. I just don't have the reflexes anymore.
It's your, like, eye-hand coordination, right? You just can't, like, you just... Can't do it?
Maybe, but I honestly think it's because by the time you're 21, you have that much more shit in your life going on.
You're having sex?
Yeah, you're out like, I might go fuck. And if you're 16 or 17, you have nothing on your plate except just video games. You're 21, you got to like pay bills, you got to do stuff. But like, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Unless the video games pay the bills, dog.
Right.
That is wild to be like, I'm in a career that I'm going to age out of by the time I can just go to college late and still.
Which is why it's dope, because then you're over and done with it, and then you can like move on to being like, I'm going to do something else with my life.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of dope. Like, first career.
Yeah.
Hey, better than a paper boy.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Not better than the song Paperboy.
No, not better than Do the Diddy.
Or the band, I should say.
No, but I mean, you know, the job.
We're doing ditties here.
Do the Diddy if you want to. Yeah, it came out in 1989.
That's when Sega dropped?
Sega Genesis dropped on our fucking skulls. But if I had to guess, this was early 90s. This was like a 1992 Dennis Devine snap.
Right.
Yeah. That's prime snapping.
Those 92 snaps were brutal.
Yeah. Dads were mad in 92.
Peak dad mad years.
That was peak dad. Dads were mad.
Yeah, very frustrated.
Very frustrated.
They were
dads.
Pissed now, they were pissed then, I tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pissed now.
Blake, you got the soundboard.
I really do, and I'm still sitting on some good ones.
Kungne!
I got the Kungne on there.
That's pretty good.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
Kungne!
Kungne! Face senior student!
Face senior student! Kungne! God, dude.
When's the last time you guys watched Foot Fist Way? The Danny McBride jump off.
Actually, not that long ago, because
he made you watch it before you got on the show. He's like, watch this shit again, dude.
Yeah. Before we got on Righteous Gemstones, he sat everyone down and we all watched it at his house. Mm-hmm. No, Chloe hadn't seen it, and like, she knows Danny now. Mm-hmm. But never watched like Eastbound or anything, and was just, I'm like, Danny McBride is like a comedy hero of mine, I'm so pumped I got the show. And she's like, oh yeah, he was in like Tropic Thunder and stuff, right? And I'm like, yes, he was.
Right.
Also, many other shows that he created that are the fucking shit. And so I sat her down and I sat her down.
Yeah, I was.
And I sat her down.
Sit down. I sat her down like a 92 dad.
Yeah, I 92 dadded her and showed her Foot Fist Way. And she was like, this is hilarious. How come everyone hasn't seen it? And I'm like, I think a lot of people have. I think you're just not plugged into.
That shattered the comedy world when it came out, at least ours. Really, like, that was unbelievable. I used to teach at the LA Film School, and I would show that as one of my 8 classes. Mm-hmm. Just be like, today we're watching Foot Fist Way.
I love that.
Shout out to LA Film School and their education, their syllabus.
Everybody else is showing The Godfather, showing Citizen Kane. I'm like, we're watching Foot Fist Way today.
That's so dope.
Because this is how you make a movie. Exactly.
Well, I remember when Durs brought that DVD, when we were having like the MOC weekly Wednesday meetings that we would have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where we all like cleared our schedule, and Wednesday night we'd all get together and like pitch sketch ideas. And then usually that weekend sometime we would shoot one of those sketches, and we would all meet that Wednesday night, and Durs came and gave us the Foot Fist Way DVD because what? It was like an agent buddy of yours that worked for ICM?
Yeah. So like it was a movie that hadn't really been released, and it was going around town just on like bootleg DVDs.
Hollywood, baby.
And I got it from a friend, and I watched it by myself. And I was just like, is this the funniest movie I've ever seen? I can't fucking believe this. And I came over to your guys' place the next day. I said, meeting kind of adjourned. We're sitting down and watching this. And you guys were like, what are we doing? I'm like,
you 92 dadded us.
I fucking sat you down.
Shut the fuck down.
I feel like I watched it standing up for like the first 10 minutes just because I was like so amped to see you guys see it.
You watched us.
Yeah, for real.
It's always weird when like someone's too pumped on either a band or a movie or whatever. Right. And you're like, mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, you go into it a little skeptical.
But I remember you coming in and you're like, you were like pacing and you like put it in. You're like, I can't wait for you guys to watch this. Oh, wait until you guys see this. And we're like, we're watching it.
Yeah, it's going to be fine, dude. Chill.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure it's going to be fine. But then we watched it and then we ran it back.
Yeah.
We watched it twice that night.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it was like fucking 4 hours of us just watching it. And then I remember when it was done at first, we like all talked about it. Mm-hmm. We truly went to film school.
Yeah. I remember being like, how much did they make this for? Like, what did they just pull off? This is incredible.
Yeah.
What was it? I think it was 30 grand.
It was 80 grand. 80 grand. Yeah.
Jody Hill directed it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went to like a family and friends like get together when we were shooting The Righteous Gemstones, the first season. And I met like all of Jody's parents and like their friends who all invested in the Foot Fist Way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so sick.
They were like the people that were like, yeah, well, they couldn't have made it without us. And they're like elbowing each other because they gave them like 10 grand each or whatever it was.
They're part of the demo team.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. They're part of the demo team for life. I mean, what a great crew to buy in early on.
Dude, so funny.
Speaking of comedy icons.
Okay.
There's been tragic news recently. Actor, comedian Sinbad has had a stroke and is not in a good condition. He's the fucking man.
Oh, man.
Way back to like A Different World, his stand-up hour-long specials that would play on Comedy Central constantly were like the only thing I could watch with my dad. Mm. He'd be like, you got to come in here and see this. And I'd be like, let's do this, Dad.
Yeah.
Is it why? Because he like wouldn't curse?
Yeah.
That was Sinbad's thing, right? He was pretty family friendly.
I think he was clean, but my dad just fucking loved those Sinbad stand-ups with like
his windsuits.
The insane outfits. Oh my God, the windsuits were crazy.
The best windsuits in the game.
Yeah, his outfits were great.
They looked like the Pee Wee Herman playhouse door.
I wonder what happened with Sinbad's career, because he was like white hot for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he just stepped back because he was so funny and so good. I wonder if he made a choice where he was just like, hey, I did it. I'm gonna step back for a minute.
I mean, he went like bankrupt though, right? He had some bad investments or like some people were stealing from him or something, right?
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It went really bad for Sinbad.
Oh man, poor Sinbad.
That's Sinbad.
Yeah.
Blazer, what's your number one Sinbad? Because I know he touched your soul as well.
Far and away, one of my favorite movies of all time, House Guest with Phil Hartman and Sinbad. Yeah. I could watch it at any point. It's also has a Christmas backdrop. So for these holidays, if you haven't seen it, check it out.
How has that not caught on as like a perennial Christmas movie?
I don't.
Jingle All the Way as well. Correct?
Yeah, Sinbad's great in that. He also was in that like Western movie. It was called like the Cisco Kid or something.
Yes.
Or Cherokee Kid.
Cherokee Kid. I think I saw that in the theaters.
It was so good.
But do you all remember The First Kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that banger?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. These are movies that raised me. Like Sinbad was.
What's the last thing he did?
The Apprentice.
Wasn't he in an episode of Always Sunny, I feel like?
He did Sunny, but he was on Rel. He was the only reason I tuned in to watch Rel. I mean, I like Rel too, but I was like, I'm watching this for Sinbad. And the show lost me, mm-hmm. but Sinbad was fucking so good.
Was Sin good?
So good.
Sin great. Sin the best.
I definitely, when you said Different World, dude, I just remember my family sitting around the tube watching Different World. That was such a great show.
What was homeboy with the flip-up shades? Changed the fucking game.
Dwayne Wang?
Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
What's his real name, though? He's got a fucking sick real name.
I don't even know.
Kadeem Hardison.
Holy shit.
If your name is Kadeem Hardison, you're making it. You're going to make a name, no pun intended, for yourself. But like the way is paved for you.
They won't be able to forget.
People want to be around you just so they can be like, and this is my friend Kadeem. And everyone goes, I'm sorry, what is your name? And he's like, just tell him again. It gets my pecker hard. Yeah, yeah, okay. His name is Kadeem. It
gets my pecker hard.
Son, this makes my pecker hard.
What was your dad's nurse? To be the shit. You gotta shit.
No. He was like, you can't bullshit a shitter. He was like, you can't shit a shitter.
Shit a shitter.
And I was like,
my dad had a good shit one where it was like, he was trying to teach me plumbing. And he's like, all you gotta know is shit flows downhill.
Okay.
I was like, all right, that's tight, dude.
Sure. Also, everything does.
Yep. Yeah. Gravity makes things go down.
Yeah, correct. But, you know.
I think that's a play on the old, what goes up must come down.
All you got to know is shit flows downhill unless it's clogged. And then you got to call a plumber and they got to come up and, you know, sift it out. All right, this doesn't work anymore. Sorry, arugaloids, I let you down on that one.
Yeah, the arugaloids are falling off.
Yeah, you took us for a walk, and I don't know, I think they're starting to see through your game, brother.
Lost a couple arugaloids on that one.
Okay.
Whoopsies.
That's okay. Guys, I'm starting to get used to this pod lifestyle, and I did kind of want to put something into the ether. I would love it.
Ooh.
If any underwear companies are listening, I would love it if we could get an underwear sponsor, please.
Oh, look at this sellout.
Yeah, look at you fucking
absolutely.
money grab.
Absolutely.
So what's the undies you rocking? Like, what's the best one? That's what we're talking about? Because I know my jam.
Well, I'm here to admit that personally,
you're just out of underwear. Is that what it is? Yeah, you need to re-up.
I have underwear issues. I'm the type of guy, and maybe I'm the only guy who does this. I wear my underwear until the back blows out of them, you know?
Huh.
I keep my underwear for upwards of 15 to 20 years. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Your underwear also, there's a lot of wear and tear because your whole ass and asshole is always hanging out of your pants.
Right.
And then you grind on the floor as if you're a dog.
Right.
So
what's up? What's that last part?
He grinds on the floor as if he's a dog.
How so? Can you paint that picture a little bit more? What is that?
You know how dogs, when they're wiping their ass on the floor,
when they have worms,
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah, that's Blake. He's always sitting somewhere where, like, it's not a seat. You know what I mean? Like, he's always sitting somewhere that you're like, oh, that's not, all right.
Huh.
I guess we could sit over there in that corner. So I think your underwear gets a little extra wear and tear because of that. Me,
yeah.
My plump ass, it's always sitting in proper seated areas, and that's right. Why my underwear stays...
Not blown out the back?
Stays, yeah, my underwear, I've never blown it out the back.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like my Xbox, I need to evolve my underwear collection because, I've kind of hit the limit with my stance underwear.
How long are you rocking these undies? How long are they lasting you before they fucking blow up?
I honestly hold on to...
So then they're fine. And I like how you're like, I don't even know what to buy anymore. Well, the ones you have lasted 15 years, I would go back for seconds.
Well, I wear Stance because we had a Stance plug,
right.
And I was getting a flow of Stance underwear. It was constant. And these Stance I've had, like, how long ago was that?
A while ago.
I think it's time. Also, Blake, you could just buy yourself some mm-hmm. underwear, man. Treat yourself.
I see where he's coming from. He wants to do that taste test.
I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What was that underwear that you got? Remember when we first started to make like a little bit of money and we could afford to buy frivolous things like underwear?
Yeah, like not the three pack.
Yeah, like you're not just getting like the Hanes that you've been wearing your entire life. The just like
the eight pack,
big old sack full of underwears. And you could, like, get a nicer microfiber or something that would feel nice on the thighs in case you got some wet denims. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Breathable mesh underwear changed my entire outlook.
But remember, you guys would, like, rock. I kind of just, I tried on Calvin Klein's.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And I was like, I'm basically Mark Wahlberg in these. This
right.
is my shit. And then I've just rocked them the entire time, and that's what I wear.
You stop there.
I stopped there, but you guys like went down a road. I remember you guys were like wearing sacks where there's like a pocket for your nutsack or something.
That's Kyle's weird ass.
That's my shit.
Kyle's a sacks man.
I'm a sacks gentleman.
Sacks by the fire.
Saxman.
I love them. Sacks are my favorite. S-A-X-X.
Yours was the one who kind of like walked me down the path of underwear.
Yeah, I took his hand and I said, walk with me.
You did. I feel like you're the one who convinced me to buy those red breathable mesh undies, and they changed my entire life. And I was like, thank you, Anders, because you just like...
You 1992 dadded them. You sat them down.
What's the brand?
Those breathables were Calvin Klein.
They were. And I honestly wore them like every other day.
They're hitters.
Yeah.
They have like a lot of different styles, fabrics, lengths. For sleeping, I prefer to sleep in ex officio. That's a popular camping, fishing, and hunting.
For sleeping? You have special sleeping
yeah.
undies?
You put on different underwear to sleep in.
Yeah.
That's wild. Whoa,
I sleep in like boxers, underwear boxers.
Are you having a lot?
And I wear boxer briefs.
So hang on. So when, and then you take those off.
This is a development.
When you wake up in the morning, you take off those underwear and put on new underwear.
Well, you change underwear.
Well, I shower or work out, and then yes, when I'm getting dressed, I put on new underwear for that day.
For the day.
Do
but
you
then,
go to sleep. Hang on. Let's pause. Let me ask you one. Do you sleep in underwear and then just get up for the day in that underwear and go about your way?
Literally all the time.
Oof, boy.
Oh my God.
You gotta let them nuts breathe.
All the time I do it.
Yeah.
So, Durs, are you like rocking the undies from, you know, from night night to wake up? Like, and you're rocking the same undies basically like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
You mean do I sleep in the same underwear all week?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'll wear my sleepy undies.
Yeah.
I'll do.
Yeah, what's your night night undies?
I'll do 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. That's actually kind of dope.
But I do boxers. Because, like, I used to sleep in, like, mesh shorts or whatever, but they're so fucking big that I'm just like, I want some boxers that are just breathable because I don't want to sleep in boxer briefs and
Why does your nuts really, you keep saying breathable as if they're starving for oxygen.
They have lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your nuts get that hot?
Durs's nuts have lungs.
Yeah, I think they do. And then you get, like, fucking hard-ons and they're just like trying to get the fuck out and I'm like, this is not comfortable. I used to sleep naked until I had kids. Yeah. And then I was like, this is dangerous.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I slept naked until I had kids and I was like, all right, they're coming in here, I'm gonna put on some boxers.
That gets my pecker hard.
Oh man, this opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, the only time I change my underwear is
Sundays.
Is on the weekends.
Sundays and my Mondays.
No, is after, like, when I'm showering. Like, after a shower, I will
during
put on fresh underwear.
Okay. <Right.
laughs> And then that's it. Like, I don't, like, to me, when you're going to bed, you take off your underwear and then put on your sleeping underwear.
I first take off my pants. I first take off my pants, like,
are you having a laugh?
And then I get right down to the drawers, take off my underwear, and then I put
on my pecker hard.
Either my ex officios or my Patagonia underwear.
Damn, I thought I was going to be the one with weird undie like protocol, but it turns out almost all of us are completely psycho about our underwear.
And I don't work out in underwear.
What?
I only wear shorts with a built-in brief.
Okay.
I like those too. I dig that.
Because like underwear, I feel like this motherfucker's blowing the back out of his shit because he might be working out in them. I don't like, they're not built for that.
No, it's because I'm scooting my butt across the floor like a dog.
that's why.
I was tripping though that like. As I throw up.
You tripping, all right? You dripping?
I was tripping that it back in like junior high, high school, I believe as well. I would wear straight up like cotton boxers. Like,
well, yeah,
yeah. I've gone back to that.
Really?
I switch between sacks. Those are my jockeys. And then I also have boxers because I can't seem to dial in whether or not I like the boxers only or the other ones. Durs has gone to grab his Patagonias.
They got probably little pre stains on them.
Those are nice. Those are, yeah, you can.
You're going to love these.
Those are breathable.
And these are, what do we got here?
Extra large. Large crotch.
89% recycled nylon, 11% elastane. If you can find underwear some Modal, you're going to be a happy guy.
Okay.
Modal is the fabric?
Modal.
Modal is the fab. All right.
Now we know.
I'm into it. I trust this man when it comes to underwear protocol.
Yeah.
For sure, Durs has that dialed in.
Yeah.
He's got a super, super hot to the touch dick that needs a lot of airflow.
Yeah.
And I feel like we all could benefit from his knowledge. Thank you, Durzy.
Let that bitch breathe, baby. Let it breathe.
Under Armour makes pretty good underwear.
I believe it.
Nike, the Nike underwear I've bought, it's not great.
Okay.
Well, I feel like Nike, that's some jock underwear. You could probably work out in them. To me, how many pairs of shorts with those linings in them? I think my ass is too big with the linings.
I do not doubt that.
Yeah. Every time I put on those like shorts with those linings in, it's my thighs. There's like an indention because my thighs and ass are too large.
Right. I used to. This all stems from back when I was swimming, we started running. I would run in a Speedo with shorts on. So like your dick's not fucking going all.
Why don't you just get a jock strap?
It's a good question. I was a jock.
Jock strap?
Probably should. Like, cause those are fucking bizarre. Like, why not just cover your entire butt?
Yeah.
Why just have straps?
Honestly, dude, I used to wear that when I played baseball. What the fuck is going on? Like, they're weird.
It is weird.
It lets the seat of your ass breathe, which I would argue is a little more important than let your nuts breathe. Let your crack breathe, brother.
Fair, fair.
We all know that you have your entire asshole out of your pants all day long. It needs a lot of airflow. That Blake's butthole needs tons of airflow.
Kung Nay!
Jock straps are fucking sick.
Yeah, they are. They fucking cut a V on your butt. They're sexy, brother.
Get off my jock. You ride my jock.
I couldn't run with a nut cup on. And like back in the day when you'd in baseball and I would try to run with the nut cup on, I'm like, I can't do it. Like you like
it's weird.
It's too weird, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to refuse to wear a jock strap when I would play baseball because they fucking weirded me out so much. So I'd put the nut cup just in my undies, and then when I would run like around the bases, it would fall down to like my ankle, and I'd have to like reach down and grab it and like kind of like scooch it back up.
Then, holy shit, look at second base. That kid's dick just fell off.
Remember when in Game Over Man, when we all found out that we like all wipe our ass in different ways?
No,
I don't.
I don't remember the specific moment, but what's up, bro?
Tell us about that weird dream you had.
No. That's because I was, it's when I was like on the toilet.
Oh, are you a stand-up wiper?
I'm a stand-up wiper. I'm a stand-up bend-over wiper.
Oh yeah. God. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? That's so strange.
You have issues.
Dude, I don't know any other way. That's how I've done it my entire life.
How much poo do you leave in your butt that way? Like, it's compressive.
Dude, my ass is so clean.
No way.
But when you stand up, your cheeks, they go together.
Yeah,
so
thank
what,
you.
Why?
No, I'm peeling them. I'm peeling the cheeks apart.
Yo, bro. Come dude, on now.
I pick it up.
Are you having a lot?
It's so inefficient.
No, dude.
It's incredibly inefficient.
My ass is too large to lean over on the toilet. I've got to stand up. With a wide stance, with a
zero people in the world wipe while
there's
standing.
No other human.
No, I know some dudes who used to stand up to wipe because at our high school in the locker room, it was old school, like from the 60s.
Yeah,
and there's no doors on the shitters. It's just like a half wall, and you kind of shit from side. So when people walk past, you're just like, what's up? and this dude would
wait, but that was like to shit.
Yes, it was a shit.
That was like to stand. They stand up to shit.
No, he would stand up to wipe.
To wipe, not to shit.
He would shit, and then he would stand to wipe. Okay, and we were like, "Why are you standing and doing that?" He's like, "What do you mean? What do you do?" I'm like, "This is getting too strange."
Oh my god!
And now we're podcasting about it.
Wait, but hold on a second. So I mean, it's like you stand up.
Well, after because we had the same conversation on Game Over Man, and I had I'm blanking on his name, but the camera operator the.
Oh, the British dude?
No, the bald dude.
Oh, Wilkie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think his name's Peter.
Yeah, he fucking ruled. He was like, hey, that's how I wipe. Like, he came
up. He overheard it, and he goes, I'm with you, solidarity.
He's like, yeah, I also.
Yeah.
It's because, and the reasoning behind it is because you can't reach around. You have T-Rex arms, and you can't get into your butt crack or something. Mm-hmm. Is that what's going on?
Get past the mountains that are your ass cheeks.
No, really have to get in there, dude. And then you're wiping it and you're pulling it back onto your cheek. It's disgusting. You guys are foul. What I do, I'm like bent over in that stall going to town.
Oh, my God.
Like one hand down on the floor?
Yeah,
are you in like a three-point stance?
Dude's in the football stance.
But like, don't you understand the but like just the mechanics of when you sit down on a toilet, it kind of like spreads your cheeks for you. You can even like emphasize it with like a nice wiggle or whatever. But when you stand up, it goes and closes back, and then you gotta peel that apart after it's already like if you spread peanut butter on one side of bread and just fold it in half. That's what you're doing when you stand up every time. You're getting peanut butter all over it. It's the dookie. The peanut butter's the dookie.
Yeah, baby.
I don't, guys, I tried it. I tried it your way. I'm just saying it doesn't work for me, and I think it doesn't work for a lot of people. I think we're, I'm calling to all the arugaloids out there, all them salad eaters.
He's trying to take my fucking squad, bro. What's up?
I'm taking your fan base, dog.
You got your own fan base now. The stand up.
Three-point stance. Yeah.
The stancers.
So we'll do a Twitter poll on the day. When this drops, we'll do a Twitter poll. Stand up wipers and sit down wipers.
But, like, what happened when you did that, though? You said you tried it and it didn't work. What the fuck happened?
I'm smearing it up the side of my ass.
He fell.
Oh, my God.
I fell in the toilet.
See, that just makes me think, like, so Kim Kardashian has a hell of a time wiping her ass.
Oh, she has an issue.
Oh, she stands for sure.
She's a stander.
She probably has two people help her.
Yeah.
She has assistance for that.
You guys, hold my butt apart while I dab my hole.
All you guys. I need you guys to hold my butt.
Come over here.
I don't know what she sounds like, actually.
This is a real struggle.
Well, okay, so that's super strange, but do you crumple or do you fold the paper? I mean, that's a classic kind of question.
Well, I'll fold. I'm not a lunatic.
You gotta fold. You can't crumple because you don't know how that's gonna, like, spring loose.
Yeah.
I'm a crumple dog.
Of course you are. We know. You don't need to tell us.
Yeah.
That's fine. We know.
Obviously.
Sometimes I do take the time to fold, and I kind of think as I get older, more towards 40, I will take more time. Time to fold because it's a better method.
Just let me lay this out there. Takes no time. Takes the same time to crumple.
Yeah.
Hey, you could do it while you're just sitting on the toilet. Just take that time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do it just at the very end. You can prep the situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to defend crumpling. You guys are right. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
You take the carnation of toilet paper and just kind of scrub around your butt or what? I don't get it.
This motherfucker said carnation.
See, and this is why... I think you guys were making fun of my ass as if it's disgusting. I've got a very clean ass. It's wildly clean. I keep that thing very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Yeah.
I believe that Kyle has a disgusting ass. He crumples it up. He dabs his asshole with a crumpled up toilet paper and then calls it a day.
I think I just end up using more toilet paper than I need to. I think I'm wasteful in that department.
Oh, you're like double and triple pulling extra?
Mm-hmm. I think my ass is just as wildly clean as yours, but it's especially from stand-up dude like yourself.
Charmin.
yeah, it's I clean. What? Why do you think your ass is cleaner than mine? I don't understand that.
Hey, we're not all going to take sides here. Yeah. Come on, let's just.
Yeah.
No, this is cool. I can do this with DeBamp. What's up?
take it to another fucking room, man. Come on.
I'm just playing. I don't want to have this discussion. It's cool, dude. It's fine.
I believe my ass is cleaner than your ass. And that's just my belief. We're not going to find out.
Historically.
It's historically cleaner.
No, that's
I'm
cool.
I'm just stoked that Adam put that little conversation about wiping his butt in the back of his brain and stored it. That's cool, man.
Hey, I was like, one day, years from now, we will start a podcast.
Yeah, that was like your big takeaway from the shoot. You're like, oh, man, it was a grind. I was one day into the next. We did talk about wiping butts.
No, I was truly shocked when you guys were like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because we had to film it. That's how it started.
We were shooting it. Yeah, we were shooting. And then I'm like, I'm wiping my ass. And you guys are like, what? Well, sit down. And I'm like, but that's not how you wipe your ass. And it was like a whole situation. It was a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, then you have to take the poll on set and be like, how many people do this? Because this is not going to be relatable for the rest of the planet. Because this guy's one in 1,000 that does this.
An HR nightmare. Right. You really are a stand-up comedian. Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Bully.
This is so funny. It's so funny.
But y'all rock a bidet, correct? Because that is a game changer. But like when the pandemic started and everyone was like, I don't need toilet paper, I've got a bidet. I was you need both.
You need both.
Or you got dookie. Or you're using your hand, which is a whole other thing that people do.
I did use a bidet, like, first time I used it, I did think it was going to be, like, a either-or type of situation, and it's definitely not that,
No.
Then you just have a wet ass. Then you just have a wet ass.
I like it.
So you're wiping, and then you're just, like, pumping it, for, like, you're just giving it a little douse, and then you wipe it again.
I do a spray, and then I do a wipe, and then I do another spray, and then I do like a light dab.
When you say spray, you're spraying diarrhea.
Yeah. Diarrhea.
This is cool that we're all just imagining each other taking shits and how the spray is affecting our
bubbles. I gotta stop you right there. I'm not doing that. I'm just,
well, you're saying you there's a spray. What are you thinking of?
No, we're just talking process. That's all we're doing. We're talking process.
I'm thinking of Durs's wet asshole. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sorry about that.
I've got a great imagination.
That gets my pecker hard.
That gets your pecker hard.
You're on the same toilet seat, right, Durs? Like, you're like, so you can have that luxury.
No, I spray, then I waddle down the stairs to the powder room, do a wipe, run into my kid's bedroom, a quick squirt, and then I just go outside and I drag my ass along the street like Blake, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Kung-nay.
I mean, like you know how the bidet is a separate thing in a bathroom?
No. I live in this century.
No, it's all in one, right?
Yeah.
So how was it meant? Like when they came up with bidets, it's like first you do the toilet business, then you do the bidet. So
don't say they, say the French. All right.
The French, yeah. How's the Euros do it?
100 years ago, they were washing a butthole. They were shitting in one and then scooting over and washing a butthole in the other.
Oh, gosh.
I believe the Japanese were like, that's stupid. This is smarter. Let's put it on one. Allegedly. Yes.
Allegedly. You know, this is important.
Right.
And I used to rock a squatty potty, and that was just clutch.
That was a nightmare.
Oh, no. The best.
I'm into the squatty potty. What's up?
The higher, the better. Put me...
Honestly.
I don't know, man.
I want my knees over my shoulders.
Oh, that's hella weird to me.
Thank you, Anders.
I want my legs behind my neck.
Thank you, Anders.
I want to be in a pretzel form.
Now we're talking.
But it is weird you stand up to wipe, Adam. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I shoot my legs behind my head. Why?
Legs behind the head in the shower.
Just letting
it. Standing to wipe?
Huh. Yeah, standing to wipe. You're a freak, dude.
Yeah, a carnation wad up? You got to fold it.
What's the carnation? What was that?
That's when you clump up toilet paper, yeah. It looks like a carnation flower to me.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's very.
Yeah, I like that. Crumpled up toilet paper immediately. You're like, oh, this is beautiful.
I see beauty in everything.
That's great.
You do, Blake.
Yeah,
yes,
buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I get your pecker hard.
Gets my pecker hard.
I'm just like, damn. I already know the title of this podcast is about to be cool. Whatever it is.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
What a peter out this has become. we're just all exhaling. Like,
oh God.
Oh, God.
Well, what else? That's diarrhea.
What else?
That's the 7-minute lull, right? You have it in every conversation. Every 7 minutes, there's a lull. We just hit it.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing that I've heard my whole life.
I feel like we haven't had one yet because none of us shut up.
Yeah, we're all...
Right. Well,
shut the fuck up!
That's why we're podcasters, because we can go for like fucking 35 minutes and then have the lull. But in normal conversations, it's 7 minutes.
You said it.
That's why we're casters, bro.
Through and through.
Yeah, because we got that talent to the bone.
That's what I'm saying.
We won't shut the fuck up.
What's that one, Blake?
Oh, that's Juicy J.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Shout out to Juicy J.
What else you got on there?
I played it all.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye's tight.
Yeah.
One time on Twitter, I posted a picture of like a table that was built out of Legos and had like a glass top, but then under the glass it had like 1,000 different muscle men, which was a toy from the 80s.
Yes.
And Juicy J was like, that's cool.
Oh,
to
dude.
My Twitter post.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I was like, yeah, thanks. Cool. Yeah.
I had a wild interaction with Juicy J. One day out of the blue, I had just stepped out of the shower and my phone rang and it was some fucking number from Memphis. I'm like, what the fuck? I'll pick this up. I'm like, hello. He's like, hey, man. And I'm like, hello, who is this? He's like, this is Juicy J, man. And I'm like, what? He's like, I want you to come to my show tonight at the House of Blues. And I was like, okay.
Oh,
and I,
shit.
It really was him. I pulled up to the House of Blues. He like let me backstage. It was crazy. I actually I had a great time. Thank you, Juicy J.
Well, he commented on my Twitter post, but yeah, that's cool too. I guess House of Blues is fun.
It was cool.
Yeah, that's wild. How do you get your number? Did you figure that part out? Or
I to this day, I have no clue. I just know, like, while I was back there, he was kind of filming stuff for, like, his tour. Mm-hmm. So I think it was kind of to get me there. Because, yeah, there was a table of bread, and I like, tried to eat a whole loaf of bread in under a minute for the cameras. I think you can go on YouTube and find
it. You're just starving for attention, eating bread.
When Juicy J says, eat bread, you do it.
So was Juicy J like going for like a Jackass vibe? He was like, yo, I'm gonna get all these crazy motherfuckers here eating bread, doing crazy shit, like eating bread.
I'm Juicy J, you're gonna be Bready Blake.
I think he probably called Steve-O first and then landed on me since it was
right after you jumped off the roof and broke your back.
Yeah. I was known for doing dumb shit at that time.
Right.
Not no more, man.
No, not
anymore.
Nope. Sits down and wipes and everything.
Truth.
No, you really have calmed down a lot, Blake. How's that? How's that life?
It's cool. Yeah. I feel like it was important to do.
It's important.
It's party time.
It's important to do.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yep. Yeah, Blake used to get drunk and like try to hurt himself. That was like his main agenda was be like, hey, let's see if I could try to break something of my own.
I think it was truly just like my mind was still stuck in the backyard wrestling days. And I, you can't be jumping off high shit your whole life.
Dude, that was the first thing I thought of because at that party, like I was in the kitchen with our manager and some other people and they're like, Blake just jumped off the roof. And I was like, the fuck, you think he's doing HCW or whatever?
Oh yeah.
And then you walked through and you had like your pink shoes and you were like El Flamingo, dude. And I was okay, that's a character from HCW back in the day. But you didn't look at me in the eye. And I was like, okay, he's fucking wasted or something. Like, what's up? I was like,
can I just pause? I like how you say he didn't look you in the eye instead of eyes because he didn't know which one to look at.
Yeah, only one of them works.
The wonky one or the unwonky
one? Yeah, to be fair, it was tough to do.
But then it was like, then I realized afterwards, you were like, yeah, I'm fucking hurting.
Well, have we told this story on the pod?
I don't know, but no. This is my perspective of it. And you marched your way in, you DJ'd two songs, marched your way into the fucking bed and then laid there until the morning. And then it was like, his fucking back's broken.
Well, I like carried his ass. I was underneath his arm that entire
time.
Maybe,
you know what? In December, we're coming up on like a 5 or 7 or 8 year anniversary. Maybe we'll do a pod about that.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. That would be a good one to talk about. Yeah.
Because that was a wild ass night.
Yeah, it was.
Let's save that. Is there any compliments, takebacks, or apologies in today's episode? I'd like to compliment Kyle and all the Arugaloids for just being steadfast for their love of Kyle and their love of salads. Because in my DMs, I got a lot of comments of just like, fuck you, salads rule, you know, arugula. And I think that they rule. And I, you know, I'm turning around on salads. I do think that chicken tenders are better than just salads. But, you know, maybe a chicken tender salad is in the works. Who knows?
Yeah. You mean like in like on Earth it's in the works? Like someone somewhere is doing one?
No. In our restaurant that we're obviously going to start together.
Look at him fucking walking it back, man. Look at him.
What am I walking back?
Yeah.
What am I walking back?
Wow, dude.
This is what I'm
Kyle, he's bowing to, he's taking the knee for you, pal, What are you?
Unbelievable.
Do you want me not to? Because
I don't know what I want, man. I don't know what I want.
Hey, guess what? Take back.
Boom.
Kyle, fuck you.
There we go. Now we're having fun, baby. Hey,
and you know what? I got a compliment for Adam. Here's a compliment for standing your fucking ground.
Hey, thank you, Anders. And I would like, I'd like to compliment you for that. Thank you.
Good job, Adam.
Thank you.
Kyle, fuck the Arugaloids, dude.
Okay.
All right. Now we're doing it, baby.
Team 3-point stance.
Yes. There we go. I'd like to take back what I said about the new Xbox graphics. I think they're amazing, astounding. I love the new Xbox. It runs like a dream. Shout out to Microsoft, my plug, and Sony, get at me. What's up with the new PlayStation? I bet it's great.
My name is Mike Rosoft. I want to give a compliment to Adam for being open as usual. Not open necessarily about his butt cheeks. Those do close when he stands up, but just open and honest about the deepest, darkest things in his life.
It's not that deep, and it is deep, but it's not that dark.
Kyle dark.
I do also want to compliment
Kyle.
I want to compliment Adam as well for standing his ground, because he was putting in the corner and he stood it. I think that's great. Good for you. Don't steal my fucking fans though, player. Then I also would like to compliment Anders on his lifelong knowledge of underwear, and I've always looked up to you in this department, and I think that we have differences,
of course,
and we air
so
it
many.
Out in the
so many goddamn so many
over the podcast, but thank God we have breathable mesh in between us, because it filters it a little bit, and we are just I love you and I love your underwear choices, and I might have some night PJs in my future.
Yeah,
and thank you for that. Just to be clear, when you're next to Kyle, you're gonna want some breathable mesh.
MeUndies, get at us. We're down for the sponsor.
Kyle, I do like taking you shopping, yes. Kyle. It's my one of my favorite little special pleasures.
I think we need to do that again. I used to love that.
Because Kyle's like never been into a store before. He's like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like when you dress up in Encino Man, you like get him a haircut.
It's so true. Durs would do that. He'd be like, buy those jeans.
Whoa, look at all this stuff. You're telling me that they have all this stuff and you could just buy any of it?
Remember I took you to Brooks Brothers? We got that patchwork button down that you rocked to all your meetings for years.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, one of my favorite shirts of all time, and honestly still is in great shape. Like, you throw an iron on it.
Brooks Brothers.
We had to take Kyle shopping because there for a long while, he would go to meetings with no sleeves and his armpit hair just juicing out the sides. And we were like,
yeah. I keep it real, baby. Me and my Rugaloids, we keep it
hey,
real.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is important.
It really was. Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, I'm done with this shit. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. I got a shit. I got to take a shit.
Okay. Blake, hit us with the sound.
Kung Nay.
Yeah,
facing
please.
Your student.
Kung Nay.
Okie dokie.